From Bogans to Grey Nomads to Chardonnay Socialists, they all show how Australian English is evolving. More than 6,000 Australian words and phrases have been added to the Australian National Dictionary being released today. It's the culmination of a decades-long journey, as Thomas Ariti reports.
This is going straight to the pool room.
All Dad's most prized possessions are in the pool room. All his mementos and things that remind him of something special.
The iconic Australian movie The Castle is almost 20 years old, and its legacy continues. According to the team behind the new Australian National Dictionary, the movie's lead character, Daryl Kerrigan, isn't the only one sending his prized possessions straight to the pool room.
So by him saying it was going straight to the pool room meant that he thought it was special.
That is a collector's item.
That's just one of more than 6,000 Australian words and phrases that have been added to the second edition of the dictionary compiled by researchers at the Australian National University. And the managing director of Oxford University Press, Peter Van Norden, says it's been a long journey getting to this point.
We've got our Australian National Dictionary Centre at Australian National University, who've been working for 28 years to sort through all of the Australianisms used in the new Australian National Dictionary. They just have spent a very, very long time looking through and making sure that they are typically Australian.
It's the first comprehensive update of the dictionary since 1988, and there are some noticeable changes. Not until now did the dictionary recognise tracky dacks and budgie smugglers. Are you a fiery, a bogan, or a checkout chick? Or perhaps it's that time of your life and you're a grey nomad or a sea changer. And if you're in the mood for lunch, consider a battered salve. Or if you have a little one, order a baby chino. Peter Van Norden says the terms can also change depending on where you are in the country.
As we know, with our swimmers and bathers and togs and all sorts of different state-based versions of terminology that the centre has looked into.
The dictionary also includes Indigenous terms as well as words and phrases derived from Indigenous culture, including Invasion Day, Songline, and Welcome to Country. Others are derived from the world of politics, including Small L Liberal and Branch Stacking. But how do some of the phrases work on the streets of Sydney?
What about if I was to say this is going straight to the pool room?
To the pool room? That doesn't really mean all that much to me, actually.
Straight to the pool room. That means nothing to me.
What about straight to the pool room?
Never heard of it at all.
Straight to the pool room means, like, if you get... like, if your dad's real proud of something and, like, your son gets an award, they take that prize and put it straight in the pool room. It's like a trophy cabinet.
My dad's never been proud of me, maybe. I don't know. That's fucking...
Have you ever done a Bradbury?
No. No.
Have you ever done a Bradbury?
No, if it's related to sport, I'm not really up with sport.
Have you guys ever done a Bradbury?
Also no idea. If it's a consolation, I wasn't
Stephen
born
Bradbury,
yet.
Like the ice skater who like stacked it, like everyone else stacked it in front of him and he came through and won.
Okay, I know that dude. Behind. That's a funny video. I didn't know that there was a phrase after him. Is it in the dictionary?
It is now in the Australian National Dictionary. That's what I'll carry on like a pork chop. Do you guys ever feel like you're as dry as a dead dingo's donga?
It's funny, but I've never... Is that in the dictionary? No. Never heard of it.
Dead dingo's donga.
Have you guys ever felt as dry as a dead dingo's donga?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know, I've just heard it colloquially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After a night out, like hungover maybe?
How would you be feeling if you're as dry as a dead dingo's donga?
Oh, probably not so good.
Do you ever carry on like a pork chop?
No, I don't know what that is either. But I probably don't, because I'm a vegetarian.
How would you describe someone if you were to say that they couldn't run a chook raffle?
Incompetent, I'd say.
Have you ever told anyone that their blood's worth bottling?
Blood's worth bottling? I haven't, but I think my parents have, maybe.
No, like so you've done a good day of work and the person's like, oh, your blood's worth bottling, you've helped me out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Guys, thanks very much, your blood's you. Worth bottling.
Is it in the dictionary?
That's in the dictionary.
I'm having a panic attack.
The managing director of Oxford University Press, Peter Van Norden, says the new edition is a crucial record of Australian culture and identity.
We're more of a global community these days, but that's why I think it's even more important to make sure that these terms are enshrined in a publication such as the Australian National Dictionary.
The Managing Director of Oxford University Press, Peter Van Norden, word warrior Thomas Ariti was the reporter.